Hello, welcome, Marcelo. Yes, you've zoomed into London. Welcome, welcome.
I have to be careful, no, London now, if the COVID-19 is a little dangerous.
Well, you won't catch it, I'm sure. Not with your experience. So we've got just less than 10 minutes.
Yes.
So, Marcelo, tell me a little bit about your work. What do you do? What's your job? I know you're an author. I know you're a coach, but tell me a little more about that. What does it entail?
Well, it is, for me at least, it is to help people, but within the context of an organization, that's what I like about this work. For instance, I just gave a program on resilience to
Yes, very good.
with the people of a friend. He has a company. He's very small, he's very short, and he always says that he has a very small company. The thing is, a small company that it's present in 21 countries. So, I gave I worked with him a little bit in Spanish and Portuguese, so two different sessions. So what I do a workshop, I help them to understand the crisis they are living and the possibilities they have. So it's very nice. I use lots of games and things like that. Of course, virtually it's a little more complicated. But for instance, Zoom gives you the possibility of split people into rooms. So they can go into rooms and they can work there.
Oh,
I
wow.
did that with a group from Mexico. It was very nice, very nice. And Zoom does it automatically. So you don't need to check on it. So what I do is that it's helping people. So coaching is a different perspective of a consultant. So a business consultant, normally they tell you what you are doing wrong. And a coach, he has to manage the situation until you realize what you're doing wrong. So it's a little different. And in terms of author, I'm totally dedicated mostly to I have a blog in English even.
What's the blog?
Oh, the name is Looking for More Than a Job.
Okay, thank you. Sounds
So it
good.
was too big, so I think I cut A or something. So it's like looking for more than job.
Okay, that sounds good. Something for us to look up and explore. Excellent.
So I do that these Sundays, every Sunday. So on this Sunday, I'll be talking about the big change, the huge change that are happening, about resilience also, and how people are working on their lives. Also, I have a vlog, you could say, but it's a YouTube channel. And I have videos in English too. So every Friday, I have some videos. So my authorship is more in network now, social network. So I'm trying to help people to be better because it's crazy. The world is totally crazy. Now we are trying to bring, I was telling you, no? We are trying to bring two people from Colombia who are stranded in India. And it's so bad to be stranded in India that there is a web page called Stranded in India. The web page was created by the tourism department. And it was famous because the police found a group of tourists were living in a cave
Oh my goodness.
because all their money was over and they were rationing the food and all of that. And so this page shows a little bit what happened. Fortunately, these two people, they are not stranded really. One person, she has her own house there, so she's staying there. And the other person, she's in an ashram, so the Brahma Kumaris, so it's okay. But still, we have to bring them here, and it's so complicated to bring people.
Gosh,
Because
gosh.
India is still, the airports are closed. Colombia also is closed. So they have to do a big movement. It's very complicated. So this morning I was in this crisis trying to
Manage
set.
that. My gosh.
They are leaving India on Sunday 2 a.m.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed
Fingers
that nothing goes wrong and they can come home for sure.
crossed.
Yes.
Yeah, but it would be such a bad trip. I mean, I was reading an article about one plane that came like that, I think from United States. Every day planes are coming. I hope during the lecture planes don't come, but every day they are coming. They are bringing Colombians from the whole world. And they spend like 9 hours in the immigration for
Wow.
the whole process. 9 hours
To get out of the airport back home.
in
Wow.
Colombia, because they have to test them. They have to check they don't have coronavirus. It's very complicated.
Gosh. You were in lockdown, if I remember correctly, mentioning. How did you find it? We've only got 2 minutes before the talk starts. So how did you find it? How did you cope, really? Was it tough being isolated on your own?
Not really, and I have 7 people more here, so I'm not on my own. It's like a small community. But for 2 weeks, I was on my own. So for 2 weeks, my door was closed, and I could see them, of course. We opened the door and hello, how are you? But that's it. And I think I coped very well. I mean, I like to walk every day, and I've been unable to walk. Because you can walk when you go to supermarket, and my God, I cannot go to supermarket every day, so it's complicated. And so it was a little tough. It was tough, but not complicated. I mean, it's just I occupy my time. I have lots of things to do. I have lots of meditation, and I empty space as much as possible so I could have a sense of emptiness. So it was great, great. And I celebrate a little bit when I finish my quarantine. And so I join the country quarantine or lockdown.
The lockdown. Okay. And is there a tip that you would share with people who are in quarantine? That
Oh,
from your
yeah.
experience, is there one thing you could advise us to do?
Occupy your time. Occupy your time. Don't let your life be Netflixed, you know?
Oh,
Just
okay.
occupy your time. Just occupy your time with things that are worthwhile. Read something useful. If you want to watch something, but something relevant, you know, something that contributes for you. Try to use the internet a lot to communicate with other people. I was always in some meeting.
Oh, wow. So you weren't really on your own, even though you were physically.
Yeah, I was not totally on my own, so I can't say because I didn't have to wash my clothes. Someone else had to do. Someone else had to cook my food because I couldn't
Sure.
leave the place, you know. And it would be very strange to wash my clothes in my bathroom. I don't think other people would love that if I hang everything around. So yeah, I was not on my own fully, but I think if a person is only on their own, look for help, get connection, you know. Many people are saying the same. I'm hearing that a lot. People are saying, I feel more connected now than before. It's funny. Probably because we are not close presentially. Many of the ghosts, problems, little dragons that emerge when you meet another person, they don't come via the screen. And if I don't like someone, there is something very easy to do. I mean, so easy. So I can just go, I can go to another place and nobody knows. So that gives some facility because I'm still here, but I'm not, and nobody knows that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. So
Thank you,
let me
Artie.
begin.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh no, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for making time for us. So, must welcome everybody to this evening's talk. It's building your resilience in tough times. Marcelo is joining us from Colombia, Bogota in Colombia. Marcelo is a business consultant and an author, and he doesn't look old enough, but he has been practicing meditation for nearly 40 years. So I'm going to hand over to Marcelo for this evening's talk. I'll be back to take your questions and answers. Please send your questions and answers to the question and answer section button. We hope to hear from you. And Marcelo will be taking your questions at the end. Thank you very much. Over to you, Marcelo.
Well, thanks everybody to be there. And it's so good to be with you, really. It's great to be back to London, even so it's in a subtle way, a virtual way, using platforms instead of planes. They're much cheaper, and I tell you, it's much easier to get into the country. So thanks a lot for that invitation. And I'll be talking about resilience. And you maybe have heard about that a lot. So many people are talking about resilience because that's what's been tested in all of us. It's amazing time because it's like even the world wars, not all the countries were involved in, but now practically all the countries are involved, and it's amazing. The energy that's been created, the union, the trying to feel, I know what you are going through there because I am going through that a little bit right now here. So it's a kind of forced empathy. So resilience is extremely important. And why? So I'll show you, it's a very short PowerPoint because I don't have that much time. And the definition of resilience I took from the dictionary, so it's easy, you can confirm, which is the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. Elasticity is something related to resilience. So let's say I have this pen here, then I'm always using this pen, poor pen. So if I bend the pen a little bit, if you see, it is bending there, very, very small, very little, okay? So the material is such that it goes back, it bounces back to the former position. Now, what happens? If I bend too much, and I won't do it, but if I bend it too much, two possibilities, it will break, or it will, due to the plasticity, it will get bent forever, to be like crooked a little bit. So that's the concept of resilience. But then there's something which is called in English psychological resilience, which is the ability to mentally or emotionally cope with a crisis or to return to pre-crisis status quickly. I'll show you a chart a little later. But that means the resilience of this material is measured by the capacity that it goes back, it bounces back, okay? It's kind of how much time, what's going on there. In terms of a person, it's almost the same. We are, as a world, in a huge crisis. Unfortunately, many of us, we are in our personal crisis too. Some people, they don't have job. Some people, like the healthcare people, they have job, but they are afraid of other things. And people who are working outside, they are also afraid that something will happen to them. So there is a little crisis going on there. Some people, I'm sure none of you, they have problems with the people they are living with, okay? That's why they say the best jobs after the lockdown will be to be a barber or to be a divorce lawyer. I don't agree. I'm sure nobody will get divorced, but anyway, there is some tension in the relationships, and that's a reality. That's a reality. We are not used to be so much together, so much time. Yesterday we had a wonderful panel, wonderful, it was marvelous, about the present situation, particularly the effect on the finances. And a friend of mine was part of the panel, I was in the logistic, and he was saying something interesting. He was saying that most people, they spend most of their lives without their partner. The partner is there at home or it's working, and the person is someone else. And now they are all together, and how to deal with that. And it can be funny, like a little dog. You know, I saw a picture the other day. So the owner of the dog, she was saying, well, normally I go to work, and so my dog is not used to see me all the time here. So she was showing several pictures and the dog like this, puzzled, because he was kind of thinking, what's she doing here? Wasn't she supposed to be there working for my food or something like that? And she's here. So that's another reality we are facing. And so your psychological resilience, or your resilience as a person, means your capacity of going through the crisis, going through the situations, but you end them in the same way you started, probably better, hopefully, because you learn so much. You are now a master cook, you are now a master online programmer, etc. So that's something to have in, to take into account. Another definition I give is the inner capacity we all have to go through a crisis, to learn, to progress, and to move on. And there is a reason I have posted the picture of this little plant here. You see in the bottom of the image. There is a place I love. It's called Peace Village. It's near New York. It's about 3 hours from Manhattan. And I go there every year, sometimes more than once. And it's beautiful, it's beautiful, I love it. And normally that place, I stay in a building. And whenever I leave the building, that rock is there. It's a big boulder, it's a big one. And I saw that plant, and that plant is there for many years. At the beginning, I was puzzled. Well, it's funny because there is no, I looked, there is no earth there. So where is this puzzle growing from, through what? This is a rock. So this plant shouldn't be there. And slowly I saw the plant growing and growing, and every year, that was from last year. So every year it's growing and growing and growing. And for me, it's a very nice metaphor of something that's resilient. And yes, nature is extremely resilient. And no matter, the seed fell in the wrong place, the rock. So I know some people, like in front of my house, some business, they got open just before the lockdown. And they are closed since then. So they have been, we have been about 51 days in lockdown here. So they have been 51 days paying rent or trying to avoid paying rent, and they can do that. So of course, in terms of human capacity, it's not nice. But if you think about nature, nature gives a very good example. You can still grow. Maybe you won't grow the much you want, but you will grow. Maybe that plant in the normal terrain become a net tree, but it's growing and it's a very beautiful plant. And the place is wonderful, of course. So I hope resilience is clear for you people, because I want you to come out with some examples for yourself. So I'm going to just show you what the examples are. First of all, I want you to remember books and movies that explore the value of resilience. Can you chat, can you put a few examples, something that you saw resilience in some movies, some books there? Forrest Gump, that's one that people mention a lot. What else? Something from England, of course, please. So Invictus, oh yeah, my God. Castaway, oh yeah. Also, he was a little traumatized at the end, but yes, the theory of everything, that's about the scientist. Chairs of Fire, oh, that was one of the best ones. Peaceful Warrior. So you see, you can realize the thing about resilience that we have to be careful and we sometimes get deceived is like you enter a crisis and you leave the crisis and you live almost in the same level. So for instance, life is beautiful, La Vida è Bella. It's not a good example because the guy, spoiler alert, you can switch off the sound if you don't want to hear what happened with the guy there. Well, anyway, he's not there anymore. So it doesn't work. Resilience means you went through, you came out with a little hair, a little less hair maybe than before, possible. Maybe your clothes are a little wrinkles are everywhere, possible, but you are okay, you are great. You're wonderful. That's extremely important. Gladiator also the same situation. The guy also, I mean. So Hidden Figures probably is the best example of the list I'm looking here. Because these ladies, they faced a crisis inside a crisis, the crisis in the world to make the things work there, but also the crisis because of discrimination, the time segregation, the time. So, and still they came out well, they came out good, they came out great. And that's basically resilience. And so now I want from you another example. This time you don't need to write if you feel shy, but really I would like you to think about. Check your own life. Check moments of resilience where you face crises, you face problems, tough times. They were tough, they were very difficult, but when they finished, you are standing, you are great. If not great, at least you are okay. So for some minutes, just do this reflection and write there. You don't need to put in the chat if you don't want, don't worry, but write for yourself. So I'll give you 1 minute. Okay, some of you are putting your experiences there and I really appreciate. And I respect a lot because going through a crisis is not easy, okay? Why? Transformation is a process. Transformation has basically 4 stages of this process. I was not so creative for the first stage. So the first stage, I just call it change. So I changed my clothes to come to this lecture. I changed my clothes, okay? The second stage is crisis. And crisis can be managed like Wei or like Ji. That's the word in Mandarin, Wei Ji. So it can be Wei, it can be a danger, it can be very bad because crisis will come to destroy the structure you have created. That's what the crisis is doing now. It's destroying partly of the civilization we have known, you know? Part of the things we know, it's not there anymore. Now, right now, so many companies even, so many things. And the way we work, I'm Latin American. You are used to meet people and you hug people, you know? It's like you glue to each other here. And then you have to be, oh, hello, how are you? That day I met someone I know in the streets. So of course he came like shaking the hand. So I said, hello, and yeah, hello, hello. So there is some distance. It's not natural and it will affect the way we are. The whole humanity will be affected by that. But crises, they are necessary, unfortunately. Why? Because you have to reach transformation. Between the crisis and transformation, you have a very nasty one, which is chaos. Okay, we won't talk about that. But the crisis, you can manage the crisis if you have enough resilience. So if I want to bend the span a lot, so maybe I can change the material so I have more resilience, so I can bend it properly and without any problem. So that's what the world is trying to do with us. That's what those experiences are showing. What they did to you was to remove the structure you are used to. And they gave you a wonderful opportunity. That's the G of the word. In fact, Jihui is opportunity. Okay, but more or less. So the crisis means danger or means opportunity. What are you taking? And that's the resilience. My ability of taking the opportunity and not the danger. I'll show you a little chart here. So you see the crisis, I'm showing like a bell curve. Now everybody's used to bell curves because that's the way they are showing the virus and its progress. So it's everywhere now. And this one I put inverted because that's how I see the crisis as something negative. It's something that's destroying everything, is finishing everything. So the resilience is that you enter the crisis, so before the crisis, your state will be the same after the crisis, okay? So it will be a similar situation. At least your inner state, your mind, your energy will be the same. So before the crisis, I'm strong, I have dreams, I have projects. After the crisis, I'm still strong, I have dreams, I have projects. And this is the challenge in terms of resilience. So sometimes you have to cheat life, you have to increase your resilience, and you can. For this pen, I have to change the material. I have probably to throw the pen and buy another one. But with a person, you don't need to throw anyone you know, you don't need to throw your partner, your mother-in-law, the neighbor's cat maybe. You know, you don't need to do anything bad. You just need to, first of all, to understand what's going on. Reflect a bit. Talk to yourself. Take your time. Separate time. It's weekend now, so some of you are working from home, so it seems the same, but it's not the same. It's weekend, you know? So if it's a weekend, just separate the weekend and reflect. Try to understand what's going on, the crisis you are going through. Try to understand the reality, the new reality that is emerging out of this whole crisis in my family, in my body, in my things, you know? Let me understand that. Some people are concerned because they open their wardrobe and the clothes, maybe because you are not using that much, they are shrinking, right? The clothes are shrinking. So it's a problem. There are so many crises going on. There are many storms in the mind. And to calm the storms, you need time, you need calmness. So you need to reflect a bit. Let me understand this. Then you need to work on experiences and experimentation. You need to see, like Artie was asking me, how was it for me to stay here? And, well, I mean, it's okay. It's not only the law, it's probably the wise thing to do. So let me stay, there's no problem. So I did some experimentation with myself, my own self, my personal capacity of seeing the reality around me. My time management, God, I was so proud of my time management. Now, it's really not good. So I'm experimenting in new ways of arranging things around. Three, you have to check yourself constantly, particularly during the crisis, how you are really feeling, how are your emotions. Many people, they tend to deny their own emotions, and it's important that you allow yourself to understand them. Meditate a lot, work with your inner self a lot, enforce, and probably one of the most important things, cooperate with others too. help others to improve their resilience. I have a friend of mine, he has a little girl. She lives in Canada, so with her mother and her stepfather. And so when the lockdown came, he learned that his little child, she has a big sickness, big one, one of the big ones. They still are not sure exactly which one and how it works. So can you imagine the stress of that father, that his little girl is there and he can't go there. He trusts a lot his former wife, his friend to her new husband, but still he can't go there. So he had to work a lot. I was calling him, he was crying like a baby and he's very old. And it was amazing. So for me, it was a challenge to help that person to see himself as a great person, to improve his own resilience. And that's something we all can do, especially now that we are all here, we are in the same boat. Maybe we have different nationalities, different religions, different skin, different hair. I hope nobody has a hair like mine, really. But we are on the same boat now. So we have to cooperate a lot. We have to give people a lot in terms of resilience. So first of all, understand resilience like that. The way I come, the way I leave, they have to be okay. They have to be similar. So the crisis, of course, will put me in a roller coaster, but when I finished, I'll be okay. For that, first, understanding. Second, experience, experimentation. Meditation enters there. It's very important. And third, self-checking. Always talk with yourself. Always, or if you have someone, you are staying with someone, talk with the person. What's going on with me? Can you help me with that? So, before doing the increment, that increasing of the resilience, I'll show you a graphic that I guess many of you know it because it's material of Brahma Kumaris. I'll just show you very fast. So whenever something happens in our environment that affects us and how, normally we try to identify with former experiences we have. It's like we have a file here, you know, very old file, no computer there, okay? Just old, little bit dusty. So something happens in your life, so I'm locked down here. So what to do? Netflix, television, yeah, go there, you jump, okay? Why? Because that's my file. So when I was a kid and I had the chicken pox, that's what I did. But I'm not a kid anymore, I'm not a little one anymore. I can do so many more things. So if we understand the process, we can work out our resilience a lot, okay? Because whatever comes into your file, whatever experiences in the past you had, that's what you are going to use now. That's part of the stress people are feeling. So in the mind, thoughts come, ideas come, and emotions come, but there is a part of the self called intellect. That's the part where I make a decision about what to do. So the intellect can make bad decision. Netflix, whole weekend. Or the intellect can make a very good decision. Wow, there's a fantastic course this weekend and I'm going to that course. Or let me say, let me have, I was saying one friend of mine, let me have a Zoom meeting with my whole family. That'd be great. Let me learn another language. Chinese, Spanish, so easy. I learned very fast, very fast. So you make a decision about that. So to increase resilience is to understand how this process works in a crisis. Because during the crisis, it's not that one thing comes from your file. It's like popcorn, you know, popcorn pot. so many things because I'm seeing the reality, but I'm going through another reality and my people are going through another reality. And I'm trying to cope with everything. So it's like big storms. So the mind gets confused with too many things. And the intellect is worse. The intellect is incapable to make good decisions. So when I increase my resilience, what I'm doing is I'm strengthening the intellect so that the decisions can be good. And you can make that by having yoga, meditation, or by working on your self-checking, your reflection powers a lot. Second thing, you work with your mind. So your mind doesn't go like a wild horse, but your mind is able to get calmed down. This morning, I came into a hurricane. It was very interesting because yesterday, I look at my schedule, things were okay, in fact, but still I had a commitment. So I said to the person, I don't think I'll be able to go. I didn't know why. I just said to him, and he said, no problem, you don't need to come for this meeting. And then the storm came. It was like open the window with gusts of wind everywhere. It was a storm in my mind, but many situations happening, so many things happening, one after the other. And I was getting stressed and I noticed that. And I couldn't stop and do meditation. I couldn't say, come on people, I'll meditate here. No, I couldn't. So I just got a little calmer. And then I learned from someone that I have still 12 hours. Okay. So the crisis was spread like butter in 12 hours. So it's okay, it's much more manageable. But it was interesting, my experience, that I almost got stressed. Okay, I'm human, I got a little stressed. But I was able to recover, and that's the ability of resilience. When your mind is calm and your intellect is sharp in terms of decisions. So even so, you can't prevent your file to be like a popcorn pot there, or what nowadays, microwave and popcorn there, and it's still, you don't need to be dragged by that. It's still, you can be in control as much as possible. And it was a wonderful experience in reality. It was very good. Because then I can talk to you about resilience from a personal experience, a personal real experience. So first thing is to increase resilience by understanding this process. So I have to understand, so the intellect has to have it clear, okay, what to do. I have to, after understanding, I have to experience that experiment with the mind and intellect, work with them both. My emotions, my feelings, my decisions, I have to work with them both. And I have to keep on checking. So the intellect has to keep on checking what's happening. And then I have to cooperate. I have to help others to be more resilient than they are now. Another way of increasing resilience is because I practice meditation for lots and lots of years. Please don't ask. And is to empower the self, particularly when you have a problem with someone you are living with. And that's, I know that's not your case, guys, I know. But maybe you know someone who has problem. So tolerance is a very strong power. And I like the image in India of tolerance, like a tree bearing fruit. And someone is throwing stones, someone is with a wood there trying to take the fruit, and the tree just gives the fruit. So tolerance means someone is disturbing me because I have some fruit they want. I have some peace, some love. Maybe I'm extremely intelligent. Maybe I'm a very funny guy, so, and they want to be with me. So let me give them that fruit, and that will be. That increases your resilience. Another thing is accommodation, which is like a river. You know, river is a body of water, so it can fall anywhere. In fact, in Bogota once we had so much rain, the north of the city, very near from where I am, that we had a lake. The lake was created somewhere. I don't know how there was a lake. There were some ducks there. I said, do they know that's not a lake? That's just a land there. But it was a lake for about 2 years. Then eventually stopped, just went back to the same position before. So bodies of water, they can accommodate anywhere. And the amazing thing is they are flexible, but when they accommodate, they make others also to accommodate. Accommodation power is the power of making agreements. We are living together, we are here stuck in this quarantine, so let's agree with some things. Let's create a common schedule. Let's see what to do. I'm here, I'm talking to you people, but I have people outside and they have lots of things to do. So I have to ask them cooperation. Please behave yourself when I'm here. And they are behaving, they are quite silent. So this is the power of agreements. You cannot push someone, but you can talk to them. You give them the water and they are flexible enough. So these two powers will help your resilience a lot because during the crisis, if you're not tolerant, oh, that will be a big stress for you. If you are unable to accommodate to the new situations, the new things that emerge, that will be very tough, really tough. And we have tough times already there. We don't need to go through our own tough stuff. We just need to understand, experience, make experiments a lot, a lot. Then I just have to keep on checking if everything's okay and teach other, coaching someone else with that.
So, Marcelo, if you'd like to guide us into a meditation, and then people can send their questions in.
Let's have some meditation then, okay? Just relax yourself, just relax your body. Try to not put the pressure of your body or the weight of your body on your feet. Try to have it light. And let's just feel the self as a being of light. Just let me feel myself as a peaceful person, peaceful being of light. Can you see your light? Can you feel your own peace? And let me visualize a storm. But the storm is not affecting me. I can see the storm is all around me. I can see the storm affecting the way I see the world. It's affecting the world I live, my relationships. It's affecting my neighborhood, my city, my country. But I am in the eye of the storm. And I am very calm. And I understand the storm instead of fighting against it. In fact, I accept the storm. I embrace the reality. I know it's a process. I know it's natural. But I know this storm one day will end. One day I will be able to see again the landscapes, everything I'm not being able to see now. One day, I'll be able to be there. In that world I know from many years, for many years. And I can see myself in that new world. I can see myself in that new situation. I can see myself having won over all this storm. I'm a winner. And I'm not alone. I have so many people around me who are able to overcome the storm happily, peacefully. And the most important thing, better than before. Can you see yourself as a better person? Because everything you are going through now, can help you to improve, to grow, to progress. Can help you to help others to improve, to grow, to be better. And this is why I accept the storm in my heart. This is why I understand it. And for a few moments, let me just enjoy this time and this calmness. In this silence, just for a few minutes, seeing the storm all around and seeing myself peacefully in its eye. Now I take a deep breath. I open my eyes. If the eyes were closed, I move my hands a little bit, my feet. Wow, it was good. I come back. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, Marcelo. So there's a few questions that have come in, so you can explore them in depth if you'd like. The first one is, how can I find resilience when I feel others judge me as a failure? Or if I'm not meeting the expectations of society?
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. That's a very deep and personal question, I guess. Look, I think it's difficult that anybody meets the expectation of the society nowadays, as the society has become too complex. People are kind of, well, okay, the person is like that, he's like that, she's like that. Okay, I'll manage. I'll see what to do about that. So the first thing I would like to highlight is that if they are still having expectation in relation to you, it's because probably they love you. And first, second, they see some potential that you are not seeing in yourself, or you're not being able at this stage to bring about. So my suggestion is, anytime using tolerance or accommodation, talk to a few of these people, you feel they are having expectation on you, and ask openly, what's your expectation on me? Because that's a reality I'm seeing everywhere. People are not expecting anything from anyone now, not anymore. That's good, and that's very bad. It's good, no pressure, but it's bad because sometimes it comes from a lack of really real love, real love. So that understanding will help you to make your resilience increase. And about failure, I recommend you to watch a video by a writer. She's not well known. Her name is J.K. Rowling. Do you know? So she has a video on YouTube you can check. And the video is on failure. And oh my God, it is one of the best speeches by any person I heard. And really, I know the old paradigm is that you have to be a winner all the time. But the present paradigm, with so much complexity in this society, that's not possible. It's probably artificial. And yes, I like to think of myself as a winner, because what I do is my failures, and I have a big box of failures if you want to, I transform them into something good. I learn something from them. I'm able to understand, well, that's not the way. I can do things in a different way. And I move on. And that's resilience. So don't worry about failure. Check the video. It's a marvel. It's beautiful. Okay? And that will help you a lot. Okay?
Thank you. Wow. Next question. What happens if after the crisis you come out at the other end as a different person from whom you were, and others from whom you were? You've come out as a different person, and others around you don't recognize you anymore or don't like you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. And resilience has three bad sisters. I don't know if you know the tales. Okay, there was a tale of two bad sisters. These are three bad sisters that resilience has. And it happens quite often that I come out of the crisis. I come out in one way. But because my resilience was tainted by these three sisters, and it's pretty common, very normal. So even so, I feel okay. People won't accept me, okay? Because it's not logical, right? I mean, if I'm better, why is not people accepting me? So I always give example of becoming vegetarian. I was not vegetarian. I am vegetarian now, for many years now. But I'm Brazilian, so we kind of eat meat three times a day in different forms and shapes. So when I became vegetarian, oh my God, people didn't accept at all. People really, they bothered me a lot. It took 10 years for me, 10 years to be free of that. And I realized that it's not much that people changed, but I changed. Because the three bad sisters, they look so familiar, and sometimes we use them. Sometimes instead of being resilient, which is very subtle, resilience is a very subtle energy. You prefer to use resistance, which is more obvious and more clear. The crises are happening, so I'm resisting the crisis, I'm fighting with it. Or I'm trying to escape, which is also a type of resistance. I'm trying to flee from that. And that energy of resistance will create in other people, guess what? Resistance to, in relation to your changes. That will happen. So whenever someone is resisting to accept me as myself, I understand that probably I'm resisting somewhere on the way. And it's normal. We are all resisting some things. You know, we are all wanting, my God, my best job this year was during the quarantine, and because of the quarantine, I couldn't do it. So I felt not bad, but I felt like I was deceived somehow, cheated by life. Then I realized, no, well, that's it. What can we do, you know? So I'm still in touch with the person. I'm inviting her for other things, and I'm still keeping the touch, keeping the contact. And that's it. I'm moving on. So that's the important part, okay? You are resisting. So recognize the resistance and just go over. The second bad sister is rebellion. Rebels. I'm not talking about the romantic rebels people love, you know. I'm talking about this person who sits there, cross arms, looking critically, and they just have bad words in their mouth, they just have criticism, and they don't do anything, you know? They are just there. It's like watching a match, a football game. I don't know what's the best team in the UK now, I'm not sure. Okay, but then you are watching that and start to say, hey, you shouldn't do that. Hey, why is this guy doing that? But you're not there. You're not doing anything. That's the rebellion. And so that doesn't work either. So many times we are rebels in relation to this situation. And resilience only works. The main condition of resilience is to embrace reality. Is to accept reality as it is, as ugly it is. Reality, maybe it's tasting broccoli instead of cauliflower, you know, it's much better, okay? But that's it, that's the life, that's what life is giving you, broccoli, come on. So let me do something good with broccoli, which doesn't come to my mind at all, but probably something is possible. And then you stop rebellion because of your resilience, you accept positively and you start to do things. And the third thing is, I'm calling resignation, so the three has same beginning, but that means like submission, you know, a person who is resigned to their fate. Oh, everything is bad, and this team, football team is not winning ever. Well, this year it'll be very difficult to win anyway. Ah, situation is so bad. And my partner, yes, he, she, they are like that. What can we do? You know? And I have to eat broccoli. Oh my God. And that's resignation. You are resigning to your right of doing things. Your self-esteem is very low. And that helps. That happens during a crisis. There are points that you just gave up. You gave up on someone, you gave up on your job, you gave up on your internet connection that's not working properly. You gave up. So resilience will help you. Will help you with self-esteem so that you understand that you are maybe losing a battle, but you didn't lose the war. In fact, you can win a lot. Because when you are resilient, gosh, you are transforming everything that's happening into pearls of wisdom. Okay? I hope it works for you.
Wow, thank you. I love the story of the three sisters. It really clarifies the approach. The next question is resilience facing and accepting or taking a step back from the situation?
It can be both. In fact, all depends on the attitude you are facing and accepting, or you're stepping back. For instance, I'm stepping back of the situation because I understand they need their space a little bit. So instead of intruding in their lives, I'll just send vibrations, send good wishes, and I'll do something different. I'll create a situation, I'll create a different energy. So resilience is extremely subtle, and it can be present anywhere. You know when resilience is present, because there is a sense of power in you. There is a sense of life. And even when you are losing, you are feeling that you are doing something good. You're really doing something great here. So that's when resilience is there. But the manifestation of resilience is in many, many different ways. But for instance, a resilient person, they won't resist to situation. They won't try to fight situation. They see the situation. Situation is bad. They will see, okay, how to manage it. Maybe I can create other changes. I can make other things with my life. And those things I'm making, I'm creating with my life, they are so important that they will impact the situation that I don't like somehow. So it can be facing or it can be stepping back. All depends here. Resilience is here. It's not like I'm not a pen, so it's not something physical. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to put the two next questions in together for you. So the first question is, how can I balance giving to others and setting boundaries? The next question, when you are seeking to make agreements with or accommodate others, how do you avoid being taken advantage of?
Yeah, these questions comes a lot, you know. I don't know. I don't remember when people took advantage of me last time. I'm sorry. The question I had in the course I gave on resilience, and I had difficulty to explain because I don't remember. Probably it happened, but I really don't remember, okay? So what I suggest is, particularly in terms of agreements, the best way to make an agreement with the other person is, first of all, make an agreement with yourself. I have to balance my relationship, but there are boundaries to be respected. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I'm not going to lose my peace. So make an agreement with yourself, an inner agreement of things that they are not to be compromised. And then understand which things I can compromise. Yeah, I can wake up a little early. I can do that. Okay, sometimes the person wants to use my mobile phone. Okay, if it's not too much, 2 hours a day, maybe. Okay, so I will compromise. So in this way, you have your reality until when you want to go and talk to the other person with assertiveness. Assertiveness means respectful and even loveful, but very clear. And talk to the other person. Just talk to them. But first, talk to yourself. Before trying balance with other relationships, are you balanced? As I said, I'm still juggling here with my time management. Is it still working? It's a working process, okay? And it's nobody's fault, not even mine. It's not the virus fault, poor virus, just a little bit thing. So it's not nothing. It's just I was not prepared for this situation. So I'm humble, so let me work out. And I see these people who live with me, they were not prepared either. So they make things I don't like, and make things they don't like. We manage, we talk, and we see how to manage. Or we don't talk, we just change a little routines here and there, so things get better. So I hope that works.
Okay. In this fast evolving world and society, do you stick at being resilient in a situation, or do you avoid it altogether, if possible? And there's another person with a question which might be included in this question. Is it okay to give up?
That's good. That's a good question. First of all, if it is a situation that you don't have to do, so the question is not even there, right? I mean, how can I give up going to supermarket if I don't have to go, really? Okay, I go to supermarket because I want an excuse for walking. That's it, right? So the thing is it necessary? If it's necessary, then you went in another area. You are using one of the bad sisters, which is resistance. One way resistance shows up is in the form of avoiding, fleeing, and blocking the situation. And my question to you that I ask is, are you giving up? Are you avoiding the situation here inside too? Because if I'm not going into there, I'm not going to do that situation. I'm not going into that situation. But here inside, I'm repeating the situation, repeating, repeating, repeating. So I'm leaving the situation here inside. I'm really not giving up. So that's the characteristic of resistance. So many times you have to, in that case, to trust your spirituality, trust your own self, go inside of yourself, ask yourself, what do I really want to go to do? Maybe I'm trying to avoid the situation because I'm incapable to deal with. That's fine. Is there anyone else who can help me? So let me get that help. I was in one situation like that a few months ago before the lockdown. I was really upset with one person, really upset. But then I noticed that upsetting was coming to my mind. I didn't like that. It's not good. So I start to talk with God. And then things start to sort it out. Then I met the person personally, face to face. So in that case, I didn't know what to do. The person came to me and it was wonderful because I was not really avoiding the person because I told myself I'm not going to do that. But I was not stepping up in relation to that situation, to that person. So it's very important to understand, to get in touch with my own spirituality and use that spirituality to do something with your own life. Okay? I hope it works.
Marcelo, we're out of time, but there are a few more questions. People are still online, so I'm going to ask on their behalf, are you okay to answer a few more questions? Stay on for another 10 minutes, is that possible? Or do you have another appointment?
Let me make an agreement here, just a second.
I hope that's okay with everybody who's still online. As you can imagine, Marcelo oversees all our branches in Colombia, so quite full-on job other than his normal everyday consulting job. So yes, is that possible, another 10 minutes of your time?
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Is it possible, another 10 minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So just to go on from what you were saying, somebody's asking that they've been trying to, they feel a little jaded and tired from trying to achieve inner calm. They haven't always been successful. So what to do to stand up after each setback?
Okay. Well, I always have many possibilities to stand up after a setback or to not get that tired. Meditation for me is the main thing and it's extremely important. But of course, you don't meditate during the crisis. You have to meditate at the time where the water is calm, the things are calm around you, like early morning, the dusk, some point where you are in a safe place. The main thing here is that you have to feel your own safety, your own protection. You have to feel that you are secure. So that will help you to reach that inner calmness. The second thing is, if I'm not getting calm, don't get upset because you're not getting calm, but try other ways. I do meditation a lot, but I also do reflection. In reflection, sometimes, especially when you are in a rush, it's easier. So you just talk to yourself, you write, and all these people, they draw, they make videos. You cook even, okay? You go and gossip, okay? So, because when you are doing those things, you are in a way reflecting. I'm not saying gossiping, not in a bad way, but you can just comment something and try to do what they call positive gossip. Well, that means you're talking good things about someone and you only see those good things, because that will help you to reflect and to move your own self. Why do we get tired? I get tired because I don't have some vitamins, I don't have some strength, I work too hard. So internally it's the same. There are some nutrients for the soul that's not reaching the soul properly. Or maybe I'm not doing the workout the soul needs. So I have to go to inside myself and check what's going on there and try different ways. Okay, even silence only or service. Oh, when you serve others, it's so good, because when you serve others, you are first of all serving yourself. Whatever you are giving to others, think about money, it's a physical thing, or even your clothes. You can only give to others if you have more, right? Okay, I want to give shirt. The thing is, well, my shirt is a little big because my body shrank somehow, okay? So I want to give my closest to other people. It's not easy to find people of the size I had before, but I want, because I have spare and I change, I'm different. So when you serve others, that means you have spare. You are much better than what you are giving to others. You are much, much better. So service is also a very good way. So if you don't get into calmness meditating because you're too stressed, try other avenues. That spirituality is very broad and it gives you so many ways. Okay?
Thank you. What if we face another crisis before bouncing back from the last one? It makes being resilient even harder. How do we avoid a downward spiral?
Yeah. And unfortunately, there is a possibility at the present, right? Many different crises. And there is a possibility, yes. Yeah. So we have to be prepared. So remember I talked about the process of change, you know? So change, crisis, chaos, and then after chaos, transformation. When there are multiple crises happening at the same time, they are equivalent to a chaotic state. And in chaos, there is just one thing that works, just one, nothing else, which is self-leadership. There is a very brief story about the World Trade Center in New York when it fell down, the Twin Towers. The New York Times published a wonderful article about one year later, was there in New York. So a friend of mine gave me, it was marvelous, one of the best. And one of the stories was about a woman. She was working with her co-workers, and then a plane came, the wing of the plane came to her office. When she came out of the shock, because they fell down and they got unconscious, when she came out of that, she didn't know what to do. She was there lost, and she looked at everyone, everyone's lost. And she was only saved because a guy she never knew, she never learned who was, he came and he said, "Everybody out now, So she went out. When there is chaos, only your own leadership will help you. There is no other way. So if you are facing many crises, develop your own inner leadership. And there are two possibilities for that. First one, with the help of RT, of Brahma Kumaris, you can work what we call the eight powers. I wrote a book on that, and the book is called in Spanish, The Pathway Towards Self-Leadership. And I work from my own experience on working with the eight powers in life. It was very beautiful and very powerful book for me. The second way is more technical, but also very spiritual, which is working with your own self-knowledge. Who am I really? Who am I really? Second, your self-direction, your compass. My north, my south, that means my values, my north, where I'm going to, my east, my spirituality is coming where? My pragmatism, which is the west, my rational side, all of these, they have to be aligned in some way. The third thing is self-empowerment. So again, meditation is a very good tool for self-empowerment. And last, self-control. Again, spirituality helps you a lot. So if you develop your self-leadership, resilience is there, is embedded in self-leadership. And that will help you with the many crises. You'll be able to manage them. Okay? I wish you the best. And thank you for all the comments. Amazing. It's great. Thank you very much for your time. I still have to have lunch and you're probably going for dinner.
Oh my goodness. Marcelo, thank you very, very much for making the time to join us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Take care, everybody.